counter, they had a, what's called coffins. They was narrow at one end and come up broad enough for the shoulders at the upper end, and just wide enough for the feet at the bottom. Mm-hmm. Made out of pine.
And would they, when they buried the body, would they put the coffin in something in
they'd
the ground?
They'd put it in a box.
It'd be in a box.
So that, they have a name for the box, or?
No.
Not that I know of.
Just called it a box is all I know.
And would they have a regular, now would you describe how they would put the body away? I mean, what? Did you have go to the church or?
Well,
or
sometimes they'd go to the church, but most usually they just carried the body from the house
to the cemetery.
To the cemetery.
And have the services at the cemetery.
Oh, they would.
That's the way they've done most of it. Now, most of it they have the services up in town and then coming into the cemetery. Mm-hmm. That's the way it's done most of these days.
When you were young, did you have a certain amount of time that you had to stay home to show respect?
No.
I don't remember anything about.
No, there wasn't nothing like that.
If you saw a widow all dressed in black, you'd say, "Well, she must be in what?
In mourning."
Morning.
And if somebody. Was the opposite of sick. In fact, he was big muscles and very, you know, hardworking. How'd you used to describe him? He was never sick and
a lot
of muscles, husky.
Big husky fellow.
Uh-huh. And if you'd be working and you get awfully tired, how would you? I've heard a lot of names for that. If he'd been real tired,
Well, sometimes they say I'm just wore out.
Just exhausted.
And sometimes you hear them say exhausted. I believe that about covers there.
Suppose somebody had been sick, and you say, well, he's out, but he sure looks
bad or tough. Or
you hear him say, look more. Yeah, you either one of them expressions.
And a young boy who's growing fast and he can't seem to get his arms and his legs.
He's at the awkward stage.
Anything else that you can think of for these ideas, what I'd like to hear. Suppose some young girl is... has a lot of spirit, and how would you describe her? She's
feisty, frisky.
Yeah.
And suppose somebody who's quite elderly, but who gets around real well, say, well, he sure is what for his age?
Sure is spry for his age.
Yeah, that's about right.
That's the most of the expression. He sure gets around spry for his age.
Uh-huh. If somebody's pretty easy to get along with, you say, well, he's real...
friendly. That'd be one expression you'd hear.
If he's just the opposite, makes up his mind and he won't change it no matter what you tell him.
Oh, he's stubborn as a mule.
Hard-headed, stubborn.
Hard-headed,
stubborn
as a mule.
usually some lady, if you say something, she may get, she gets mad real easy.
You'd say, you can't nobody get along with that fella. Something like that.
Well, she's too
fractious. Can't nobody get along with him.
You're touchy.
Touchy.
And when somebody you're kidding, somebody, and he just doesn't take it. Instead, he gets what? Say he sure did get real.
Well, I've heard him say he gets huffy. He gets huffy.
Huffy.
I've heard that expression.
Mm-hmm. And
too touchy. Can't take a joke.
Well, I'll tell you, I sort of like to joke folks, but if I pull a joke on you or anybody else, and I saw you didn't like it, I never would joke you no more.